On this segment of Keeping It Real, Cam Martian makes an argument for February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, being turned into a holiday called the National Day of Apologies and Reconciliation.
February 15th should be a holiday called the National Day of Apologies and Reconciliation. It is, after all, the day after Valentine's Day. And many of my February 15ths have been spent apologizing and reconciling with my wife. I had asked if she could remember anything that we ever did on Valentine's Day, and yes, she certainly could. She reminded me of our first Valentine's Day back when we were dating. I drove a long way to take her to dinner, and something happened at dinner, neither of us can remember what, that started a fight. We both remember that fight. I dropped her off and drove her home that night, angry. We talked the next day and agreed that we'd not hold each other to outrageous standards for Valentine's Day. A simple acknowledgement would do. She's rational that way. I'm the problem. A simple card needs to become a nice note. Then maybe a letter. Then a full-blown sonnet, recorded and played over the radio. Will this be enough? Will she like it? Maybe a balloon drop at her office, and skywriters flying above writing the sonnet. Will this be enough? Will she like this? Will it be on par with what her friends got from their husbands? Will she quietly wish she had a better husband? Again, it's me that's the problem. Every year I give her the opportunity to make it easy on me. I simply ask what she wants or wants to do for Valentine's Day. Give me the answer, I'm saying. Please don't make me guess. And her answer is the worst. Do what you want to do. Do what you think is right. She's still hanging on to that agreement we made over 20 years ago. Now, my experience is that men view Valentine's Day as pass or fail. The greeting card industry's marketing arm tells us that we must perform. No mistakes. The pressure is immense. And starting preparation at the last minute is never helpful. It looks and feels like panic. And I'm not sure I've ever seen an advertisement for a woman working to prepare a Valentine's Day gift or event for a man. I'm sure there have been some, but they don't stand out to me. The ads are always the men doing the perfect thing, with the perfect gift, in the perfect setting, and saying the perfect things. It's awful. Some years I go overboard and apologize. Some years I feel I've not done enough and apologize and scramble to make it right. It always goes squirrely. And on February 15th, I'm begging forgiveness and seeking reconciliation every time. So men, how'd you do? Are you proud of your work yesterday? Did you do the right thing? Did you hit the mark? Was there romance? Or are you sitting in your car right now figuring out how to get out of this mess you got yourself into yesterday? Figuring out how to reconcile. Flowers usually work. Plus, they're half off today. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.